You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Amid the adjusted level 4 lockdown blues, we need some good news stories. And my next guest just executed on a massive double feel-good story for South Africa, delivering a COVID-driven business success plus a South African startup exit. And while South African tech startup exits are rare, they are less so when they are part of the Knife Capital stable of Kurt van Sail & Co. WizPass was founded back in 2015 in Johannesburg by Ulrich Stach and Bradley Hornby. And Ulrich, it's great to have you on the show. Congrats on the successful exit to FM Systems. But just take us back to 2015 and the idea that you set out to build into reality.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, and thanks for having me on the show. So back in 2015, we had a bit of a vision, if you want to call it that, or a gap that we saw, where the paper systems you see at office parks or corporate buildings or industrial facilities, or, you know, you name it, any type of building you can think of, you're often faced with some kind of manual or paper process. And, you know, that was just not good enough in the year 2015. So we thought, sure, someone's got to do something about this. Might as well be us. So we set about, you know, digitizing this flow of people and things into a building, in and out of a building. And it's got so many benefits around compliance, security, a greater experience, convenience for everyone involved and so on. So the product quickly evolved from there over the years. And we had a bit of a first mover advantage, especially in South Africa. We, across other continents, we then started to scale around 2019, beginning of 2020. And then, as you said, COVID hit. And we were just the right size of business to adjust quickly. So we quickly jumped onto this. And not to say we wanted to make money, but we just thought we needed to do something. Otherwise, you know, we never knew where this industry was going to go. So luckily we did. And we expanded our system very quickly to involve COVID screening for employees and contractors and so on. So suddenly you could use one system to track all people and all things coming in and out of your facility. And that's kind of our big growth story in 2020. We got noticed by an amazing company called FM Systems, who saw our product scaling across, you know, multiple continents and so on. And they were very interested in chatting to us. And then, you know, we've obviously completed this acquisition now.
It was a good dose of good timing as well, with the way things developed for you, going paperless back in 2015-16, realizing that these old manual paper-based systems are just cumbersome and really outdated, and then in an environment where we're going fully digital, we don't want to be touching pens, we want as little contact as possible, you have a solution where you can use facial recognition, where you can use QR code scanning. And all of that sort of happened just at the right time for you. But you also went through various accelerators, shall we call them, tech stars, these competitions, hackathons. And then the big one, I think, being Grindstone, which you joined back in 2019, which is this very structured entrepreneurship development program, which is run by Knife Capital. How important was Grindstone, if you look back on your entrepreneurial journey, to the development of the success and your exit now in 2021?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that the thing about timing that you mentioned is very important. So, yeah, we are fortunate to have had great mentors along our journey. So, as you mentioned, back in 2016, Techstars, which is a kind of an early stage accelerator, they came into South Africa and we were fortunate to be part of that program. And we quickly, you know, that helped get us on our feet, essentially. And then fast forward to 2019. And at that stage of the business, now, you know, we're scaling, we're growing. But as a founder, you know, that's also a difficult stage to handle. Fast growth is not always the easiest thing to manage, you know what I mean? So that's where Grindstone is a great program, because Kiet and his team at Grindstone have got real world experience in fast growth scale-ups, if you know what I mean. So they really help at that stage of the business. And yeah, the Grindstone is a fantastic program. It's very hands-on and practical. It's not just theoretical stuff.
Yeah, and talk to me about that, because it's about scaling, but scaling not to fail, right? And if you don't have the systems and processes that we hear about very often, you know, building a business, being a founder, being a creator, having the vision, being the little kid with the Lego blocks and building this out is very different to being a manager that focuses on processes and systems. How did you personally find that period of growth as you went through that rapid scale up?
Yeah, it's challenging, but I guess it's also exciting, because at that stage of the business, you're in a phase where it's now or never, right? You've done your hard yards, you've done your market, a product market fit, you've got your first 10 clients, and now you're going. But I think a business can fall flat there when they don't have those right structures in place. But as a founder, you haven't necessarily done this before. So which structures do you put in place? How do you manage sales? How do you manage customer service? These kinds of things. So it's just practical knowledge that the Grindstone team pulls in from people that have done it. So they're not necessarily the experts in each thing, but they will then bring someone in that is an expert in each category of a business and say, okay, this is how we did it. This is what I suggest. These are the challenges that I found. Maybe you should try this. And sometimes it's not a silver bullet of, oh yes, just tell me how to run a sales team. It's sometimes just someone to talk through with as a sounding board, and then the kind of solutions present themselves as you as you work through them.
As Donald Rumsfeld liked to say, sometimes it's those unknown unknowns that present themselves through conversations like that with other founders, with other experts who walked a path, and also realizing that as a founder, you don't know everything, and knowing when to lean on support. What's next for you, Ulrich? I mean, exiting to FM Systems is a fantastic achievement, from nothing in 2015 to a major exit in 2021. What's next?
Yeah, thanks again for the kind words there. I guess for me, we have been welcomed into the FM Systems team. They're a fantastic company. They've got clients in over 80 countries, 1,500 plus blue chip clients. So, you know, as a founder, sometimes you got to take in and then put out. It's, you know, so at this stage, I'm very excited to take in knowledge, to learn from these guys and how they manage a company of this size. And they themselves are very fast growing. So I'm excited to learn, and then you never know, in future, you know, maybe that knowledge can, you know, transverse into something new again. But for now, I'm very happy to help grow the FM system globally and stick it out for now.
Absolutely. No pun intended there, being the sponge when the opportunity presents itself. Ulrich Stark, thank you very much, founder of WizPass, and congrats to you and Mr. Hornby again on a fantastic exit, just showing that the South African startup scene has potential, and certainly with the right partners, and Knife Capital have proven to be that with Fundamo and so many others under their belt as well. Ulrich, thanks for your time.
Thanks very much, Michael.